Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. Thank you so much for joining us. We are live on Wednesday, bbsradio.com, Station 1. It is November 6th, 2013, and we have a great hour of healing coming up for you tonight and lots of new information. So our topic tonight, we're going to kind of loosely focus on the importance of staying and being in your body. And one of the ways we can do this is by using all of the healings that Ron offers through his website, creationlightship.com. So if you haven't checked that out already, we welcome you to do that and also to check out the YouTube, Wikipedia, and questions and answers documents about Creation Lightship. So Ron, maybe we should do the light being charging for everybody. You can find the picture of the light being at bbsradio.com/creationlightship or at creationlightship.com, and it's the image of the large face. If you scroll down, you can find it there or also on the right side of Ron's website. So Ron, I'll say hello and turn it over to you for some peace energy for everybody in their space.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, bringing some more energy in from the light beam. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And that doesn't feel too bad there, so let's bring in some more peace energy into your room here. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. So there are a lot of questions, and if you have a question or you have a testimonial, you can send it over to Yahoo, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you could just put the day and date in the subject, I will know that you want to have it read aloud on the air tonight. So thanks, everybody, for sending in your questions. And we have quite a few questions, Ron, so I'll just go ahead and get started. Okay, so the first person is writing in to say that they did 1,800 timeline crashes plus many more with the free clearing, Earth Protect, and Gray Skies. And they wrote in snowstorms, worry about snowstorms, and manipulation with snowstorms into the timeline crashes. So last night, their weather forecast was calling for a snowstorm leaving 2 to 5 inches, and they woke to a winter wonderland, very pretty, but around only 1 inch of snow, and the driveway was clear. Thanks for the great tools. So thank you, and thanks for doing all those timeline crashes. That's great to know. So those clearings are all... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, it's very, very good. Let's do a timeline crash for the weather. So
great.
Wherever you are, if it's not the way you like it, maybe we can change it. I don't know. Normally, you do a lot of timeline crashes for a bad situation happening, but let's just see what happens here. And check out the clouds tomorrow. Sometimes the clouds turn like into ice cubes. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So just see if that feels different for you here. And back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks. Let us know on the fast chat, too, if you're feeling any reactions to any of the samples that Ron does, and that would be great so we know how people are feeling tonight. Okay, so the next question is from a listener who is wondering about entities. And they write, on Monday, you released hundreds of entities from our hands. It seems like the entities outnumber the human race. Where are all these entities coming from if they outnumber our lineage or genetic tree?
That's a good question. Yeah, well, the dark side wants them hanging around to torment everybody. So, remember, they were created by the Earth Spirit, and then the dark side would not allow the Earth Spirit to do a healing on them, take them back to its own energy, which would be the Earth Spirit's energy. And that's kind of what is going on here. So that's the skinny. And, you know, when you do, you can notice it really easily if you do the deceased loved ones clearing. And the people maybe that have no longer been here for a while, or maybe they've passed on recently, you get rid of that emotional body, and all of a sudden you feel wonderful. Because that emotional body will look for family, friends, acquaintances that it's had in the past and want to live with them because it needs a body to be a host for. So where are these entities coming from? They just, everybody dies and there's entities here. A lot of them were taken away probably 5 years ago or so from the graveyards. But from there, they're still hanging around. And maybe they're being copy and pasted from timelines coming in here, looking for a host. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you don't know how many times they're copying and pasting. They could just be doing that infinitely. And the other thing I thought of too, Ron, is, you know, if, like, say a loved one dies and you do a deceased loved one clearing on that person, now, does that mean your relationship with them will be, you know, I guess, put at peace? Or because, I mean, or does that extend to all members of the family? Because I notice, like, I don't feel an attachment to things or places that remind me of certain loved ones that I've done this clearing on, but other members of my family still do. And I'm just wondering if that, how does that work? I mean, just if you do it once, does that extend to everybody in your family with, in terms of entities? Or, I mean, I guess ideally everybody should have the whole lifetime emotional healing, but if they don't, how does that deceased loved one's clearing work with the other members of the family?
Well, once that emotional body is released, it shouldn't be around at all to connect with the people.
Okay.
It is true that possibly, you know, you might think of the person or something like that. But you have to remember that that emotional body would normally do body hopping back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So, and it'll come into all of its people that it knows, and that's kind of what happens. So by doing the clearing, that emotional body will no longer be here to connect with other people. That's kind of the way it works. And the people should not really be that connected to that person either, as far as, you know, mind energy, thinking of them, because normally triggers your thoughts of the person will be the thoughts of that emotional body coming to you, wanting to express maybe pain from a relationship, or I should have done that, you know, or yeah, I'm so sorry the person's not here. I never, you know, really said that I loved them before they died. All this stuff that normally comes out, that mm-hmm. emotional body will be triggered and maybe even talk to you about that stuff. It'll bring up your issues, and that'll make you feel just awful. So that's kind of what happens.
to get rid of the emotional body, and everybody who has known that person should be pretty much at peace. They can move on with their life. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's great to know. So that sounds like a really good clearing to do if you have experienced the death of a loved one lately. But if you're having problems with entities in the now, Ron does do the weekly Friday entity removal call, which is great. And I think there's also a whole lifetime entity removal clearing.
Yes, uh-huh.
So that might be a good one to do if you feel particularly besotted with entities. Hopefully you're not, but they do come into our lives, and it is good to get rid of them because they will try to bring you all these things that you don't want. Okay, so our next question is from a listener who has noticed that octopus images, energies, are showing up all over posters, toys, and clothes, and now the snakes are showing up. So they're wondering if they can timeline crash or do some type of clearing to terminate these snake energies.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to do, yeah. You could do that. Boy, it's just unfortunate that the manufacturers are bringing these things forward. May not even know what they're for, but they may think it's kind of cute, you know, to have these things out there, you know, on clothing and stuff. But, you know, you have to remember that shapeshifters do come in people's bodies, and that shapeshifter could be that type of being, and they want to show all the other alien races that, hey, we're here. Here we are. We're the snake clan, and we're not going to put it on all these clothes and maybe even tattoos for people and everything else, so that we're here and we're showing all the other alien races that we're here now, and beware. So that's what kind of happens. They're trying to probably indicate to the alien races out there that they have a niche here. And that's probably why we're seeing it so much. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it seems like the snakes have been around for a long time, too. And a lot of people do get snake tattoos. And it seems like that's a very popular one for some reason. Yeah, so I guess you could timeline crash them. And I was thinking, Ron, I don't know what your thoughts are on this, but the alien attack removal might be helpful. And if you're looking for that one, it's in the recommended healings, and that one is the alien attack removal on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And I think, isn't there, there's actually a section for snake energies, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there is, I believe, yes. Uh-huh.
So that may help. And I'm thinking, too, because they're snakes and they have that, you know, energetic skin that they're shedding, you might want to do a waste products or something like that to get that out of the I'm going to check and see if there's an actual, like, waste products removal that you could do. Yeah, alien poison, waste product, and carcass removal. And that one's
probably
good. Yeah,
we can try that right now. Let's take away the carcasses from snakes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Here we go, everybody. You're a new-time listener, a newbie, then this may sound a little weird to you. You can say, how can I have a snake inside of me? And you might say, well, how big is a snake? Well, some snakes I've seen are probably about 80 foot in length, about a foot in diameter. And you go, well, how can that fit in my body? Well, they're energetic, and they just fit in. So here we go. We're taking out the carcasses. And remember, something may have, some other alien race may have killed the snake. We're not all alien races like each other. So here we go. So you got a dead carcass, and what do you do with the dead carcass if you don't know that you even have it? It just stays in you and putrefies and probably turns into goo. And you may wonder why, you know, you're acting different than the last year, because this thing maybe is rotting inside of you. I don't know how else to say it, but that's what they do. So here we go. So releasing these carcasses. So what we can do here, we're going to work on people with lung congestions, in case there's some inside of there. So if you have a lung problem, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's work on the neck with dead carcasses too. Maybe your neck's a little bit swollen. Maybe you have a problem with your lymphatic system a little bit. Maybe you have some little hard nodules around and you don't know what's causing that. And could be those dead carcasses in there. So here we go. Releasing these energies from your lymphatic system. 1, 2, 3. See, this would probably need about 100 of these clearings. I'll do a few here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if this helped you, I would do at least 100 of these on the website. I think it's on the Alien Attack page there, and it's $10 per week, so you can do a lot of clearing if you're dedicated to your health and you want to, you know, move forward on this here. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. So that's the Alien Attack removal and also the Alien Poison Waste Products and Carcass Removal. And that one's a month, so both of those are great to check out. Okay, so getting back to the deceased loved ones topic that we were on a few moments ago, so someone on the fast chat is wondering, if someone did the dark side ascension, should we do a deceased loved ones clearing on them?
Boy, that's a good question. If they're already taken sideways into the dark side universes, the light probably will not find them. Remember, the light has to look for the body to connect to it. If the emotional body is still here, then you could do that. The other clearing is for the spirit. So if the spirit's already been abducted and it's in the Beyondo, chances are, you know, it would be very, very slim that they could be found. That's kind of that situation. Normally people, I'd recommend doing that within probably a couple of weeks of somebody's passing. A month probably at the most, because that spirit is going to be taken off to, you know, the la-la land of the darkness, and the light won't be able to find it because it only knows light, doesn't know darkness, and, you know, it's already down the rat hole. Being cleaned off, ready for another incarnation. So as of now, I have no way to even look for these things. So maybe it'll be different in the future, but, as of now and going back, you know, through all the different programs that we've had and stuff, now once you're out of here in darkness, that's where you are. And there's not much we can even do about it. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. So there's another similar question, and someone's wondering, what is the difference in the deceased loved ones between the emotional and the spirit clearing?
The emotional is for the emotional body of that person.
So that would
the body
be like,
hops into people.
Right. That would be like the entities we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, that would be entities, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So remember, when you have entities, you have dead people living with you. That's the way to look at it, I guess. And there's a person who does healings with dead doctors, and he's, I guess, pretty successful with that. I don't think I would myself want to go to him. But he's very, very popular. First name is John. And, he's, channeling or whatever word you want to use there, these dead doctors. And he does have some successes, so I'm told. But, you know, I don't know. I just wouldn't want to have entities doing anything. You know, have you ever had a problem with some person who's living and entities come into them and they cause havoc in your life and then they leave? Remember, just think if you go to a bar and you have a few drinks and entities come into you and you do weird stuff. And then next day you wake up and all your friends are telling you, geez, you really got polluted last night and you took all your clothes off and started dancing on the table, you know?
Well, that'd
be pretty humiliating. But entities would take over your body and do that. So we all know about weird situations with entities, so that's what they do. And like I always tell people, you know, people that send me emails often, they say, Ron, I'm going to be going to the hospital or the dentist or something. What do I do? Well, make sure that particular person who's working on you doesn't have any entity, especially if you're going for an operation or something. You want the person that knows how to do what they're doing in that body. You don't want to have somebody play around with you, especially if you're not awake. And I guess that's enough of that stuff, but you understand what I'm talking about. So you want to definitely have the one that knows how to do that particular skill, and you want them in the body. So you don't want to have an entity come in to play around with you. Let's put it that way. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I guess all of these things do relate back to how important it is for you, your spirit, to stay in your body. So it's you don't want anything else getting in there. So that's what a lot of these clearings, especially, you know, even some of the free clearings, like Be Here in the Now, which is a free sample that Ron offers, that one, it will just immediately get you back into your body if you've had, you know, something like this go on. You can run that clearing for yourself, and it's very effective, you know, in bringing you back to the present moment. So hopefully nobody is dealing with this, because you are all so aware of, excuse me, how important it is to stay in your body and to keep your spirit in your body. So hopefully you're avoiding situations like that. But if something happens, yeah, I would just try to avoid that, getting into that energy.
Just remember, if you're not in your body, controlling it, you know, having that consciousness, and most people, the spirit somehow will tend to help you somewhat. I can't say that it's going to be with you all the time telling you what to do. It doesn't do that. It's just going along for the ride. But, you know, your body and your thoughts are really controlling your body. That's why you want to do the mind to heart drop to get in peace. Otherwise, you're dealing with the mind energy, and then you're going for some type of emotional roller coaster ride, typically, because we live on an emotional planet here. That's what they brought in here, is people reacting to situations. That normally is all driven by emotions. So when you're in peace, those emotions just go away. You don't have to worry about them, typically. And, you know, your spirit is the same when you're in peace or not in peace, just that you probably won't be able to connect to it. But if your spirit gets kicked out of your body because you brought in entities, then all of a sudden they're you know, driving your vehicle. And they don't care if they harm or kill you or anything. They just want to live inside of you for a while to have a joy, to have a thrill. And then they leave when there's consequences involved. And then, you know, your spirit comes back in again. And then now you're stuck with doing these, whatever happened to you during that process, you know. But the body is held accountable for the actions. It doesn't matter what is driving it. So there's no thing that you can do to maybe scold a entity or to do some kind of punishment on it. They don't care, but your body is responsible. So if you don't want to have things attached to you or things controlling you, we'll say, that are, you know, from other people being possessed, then you want to keep your spirit with you. You can always tell how much spirit energy you have by looking at your eyes and look at other people's eyes. And you can tell that people who aren't home, their eyes are always kind of glossy looking and kind of hollow, you know. They just don't look right when you see somebody and they look like they're kind of messed up and, you know, kind of like looking at the old Cheech and Chong movie, you know, where they're open those long joints or something, you know. That's the way people look, you know, when they are out of their body. So it's quite interesting to watch people in your daily life and just look at them. The time you go out, check out people's eyes, and the people's eyes that are all glossed over, then they're not home. What's in their body? Who knows? And what's in their body? You know, who and what? That's a big question. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. So, it seems like people have a lot of questions about entities tonight. Somebody on the fast chat is asking, are entities also in dimensions and timelines?
Well, I can't speak for dimensions. I can tell you that they are in timelines, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Because you're living the same life with entities and everything else there. Remember, the dark side wants to torment you with entities. Because they know that you go out of your body. They know about your spiritual practices here that they taught you to pray outside of yourself to become prey. So they have that down quite nicely. So when you're not home, then you're connecting to things outside of yourself, then all of a sudden your life doesn't work out too well. You may think that it's wonderful, but your life will start to go to hell in a handbasket pretty quickly. Especially if you start doing like channeling and stuff. You know, we talked about that a long time ago on different shows, but that's one way to have something else come into your body, and it may want to stay because you're commanding your spirit out of your body typically. Maybe not always, but they are sharing your body when they come in to talk or to write or whatever they're doing. And at that point, you may be losing your consciousness and being hooked up to something that you're not even aware of. And it can come through with a really nice feeling, you know, can feel wonderful, make you feel very happy and full of light, we'll say, the false light. And, all of a sudden you wonder why, if you look at your life in the last year or so, that things aren't working well for you. So that's the way it happens. So it's very sad what the dark side has done to people here, and they're continuously doing it, but then people don't understand, and maybe not, they don't understand the truth of what it is just to be in your body. The teachings of Jesus is very, very simple. And it is within, don't go outside of yourself, you know. Otherwise, you'd say, go out and channel, you know, this and that. Go channel Yahoo or Yahweh or whoever, you know, is out there, you know, and, connect with that energy. Otherwise, you know, he didn't do that. But if it was so good, he would have said that, to connect to it and do all these spiritual practices to connect to it. Oh, that's one way to look at it. But, that's why I said the kingdom is within. Go within. Get yourself cleaned out to have more spirit energy. That's what his whole mission was here. So that's why they got rid of him. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so yeah, that makes perfect sense, Ron. And another person was asking a similar question of why are there so many entities and will we ever be able to get rid of all of them? And also, where do they all come from? So I think we actually kind of answered that. And I guess the important thing to do would be to do your whole lifetime emotional healing first, because the more in peace you are and the less emotions you have and the more balanced you are and the more you don't have to go up and down and be on this roller coaster of emotions, the less emotional bodies you'll be interacting with. So that makes sense. And I guess as long as you were, keep commanding the entities to leave your energy field, if you do that out loud, that's very helpful.
Actually, entities, if you look at it, if you're in your body all the time, then entities are not going to come into you. I guess the question would be, why do I have entities? So the first thing is, if you're in your body all the time, and then they can't come in, because where are they going to come to? Your spirit's already taken up that space. So the only reason why entities are a problem, like I mentioned, is through different spiritual practices. People meditating, going out of their bodies, people channeling, people doing different things, taking drugs, etc. All these things take your spirit out of your body, which weakens you. And sometimes your spirit's lost forever when it goes out. Remember, you gave it permission to leave and you kicked it out of your body, and entities come in. And all of a sudden, entities are living with you and inside of you. So why are they there? It's just because you goofed. You made a mistake. Is it? Can you push a button to redo everything? Probably not. But you can get clearings to get rid of some of this stuff. So remember, when you come in here, each lifetime when you come in, you have so much percentage of spirit that was able to come into your body. And I'm sure that when you leave here, you have much, much less than what you had when you were born. That's because they stole it. So each time that you incarnate, you get more and more diluted. And that's why some people, they talk about, your spirit's so powerful and it can do anything. And when it first came here, that's true. But that doesn't mean that it's happening now. So a lot of people like to give good mouth service to that, lip service, because they think they know a lot, but they really don't know much of anything. Because that's why you're still stuck here. If your spirit was all powerful and everything else, you would be out of here. So that's the main thing. And, and if everybody else was very powerful, then you could all unite and get out of here too. You could, do whatever you need to do to leave. But unfortunately, most people are so far deluded here that the spirit really doesn't have a chance to leave here, along with how it gets contaminated every day by people's practices or whatever they're doing. Just think how many people say a prayer before they have a meal. They're calling in the aliens then to bless their food, and they're being hooked up. So, that's happening all the time. So, that's you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's true, and I think so many people just do it so casually at this point they don't even really know what they're hooking up to. Even at the expo, the New Life Expo that Ron was just here on the East Coast for that at the end of October, and it's just amazing to me how many people just sort of casually, sort of go up to the palm reader or whoever, and I don't know. It's funny because I brought a friend of mine, and she was like, "Oh, I wouldn't let somebody do that. That's kind of creepy," and I was like, "Yep." Just keep on walking.
That's a good point. So remember, when you're going along with your life and, whatever it is that is happening for you, and then you have a reading. So what does a reading tell you? Well, they're not telling you what you're doing right now, this moment, okay? Because most people want readings, want to know about their, if you're making any money, your love life, is your partner cheating on them? So, I was on a psychic line a long time ago doing readings for people, and I go, oh, God. So I got out of that, but that was a long, long time ago. And you have to realize that then I was doing healings on people after I did a reading. So I had a lot of people connecting with me because of that, but the main thing, and I was doing the readings, they do healing, so that was fun. But when you get a reading from somebody, they're looking into, maybe millions of timelines to see if you're on those timelines, and bringing that timeline to you. Now, right away, if they tell you something, then you're going to typically take that as fact, and all of a sudden now you're creating a timeline that may not have been too activated in you, okay? All of a sudden, you're now creating a timeline thinking that maybe they said, oh, well, I see money in your future, you know? It's going to happen in a month from now, you know? You have a relative dies right away, it'll leave you lots of money. So right away, you're wondering who's going to be dying, and you look at all your relatives, you know, which one has the money, putting up psychic energy to that poor person, whoever it is. Maybe they're in the hospital, you know, maybe the person is right. Maybe they're going to will you $100, but they just see it money, you know? You think you'd be getting millions. And so now you're psychically attacking that poor person in the hospital, wanting them to die to get your financial reward, right? And then it puts you onto that timeline of that money. And what if it doesn't even come? So all of a sudden you created a situation for yourself, which is probably far worse than it would be not to even know what's going to be happening to you in the future. Remember, whatever you think about, you start creating timelines. That's why if you're dealing with an issue, this is what we tell everybody, if you're dealing with an issue, get off of that timeline. So when you start getting information about something and you get on that timeline, well, it could be detrimental to you. So that's just another way of looking at it. And then you can even switch it and flip it over a little differently. You can say, you know, I'm on this timeline of having, you know, awful luck. So there's got to be another timeline out there which might have better luck for me. Maybe I'll switch it over to go into that one. Well, that's a possibility too. If you can get enough energy there to get into a good luck timeline. But you're still on a timeline. So you don't know what's going to happen to you to have good luck. You know, I remember hearing a story. It's probably not true, but it could be. You know, years and years ago, a person wanted to have a lot of money, so they kept doing their affirmations. And sure enough, they got into a car accident, became paralyzed, and they won the lawsuit and got millions of dollars. So I'm sure you don't want to do that. But he did get his money, supposedly. But what's the consequences in the process, you know? So you want to make sure that, you know, you're not bringing a timeline to you by your fear. And fear is the big issue here, you know. We have our emotions and we have traumas and dramas and stuff, but fear is probably one of the main ones that people are dealing with all the time. And, you know, fear of maybe not having enough money. You know, we just talked about that, about paying your bills. Maybe your fear of getting laid off, you know, fear of this, fear of that. Maybe you had a car accident, so you drive by that location once a month, and now you freeze up and you become fearful. And, you know, fear is a big one. So we have a clearing for fear if you're interested. And if you use the word fear in your vocabulary, then more than likely you're using that fear body. It's an energetic, invisible body. You've already trashed your emotional body. So from there, now I've moved into fear, okay? The emotional body that we live with has all these different issues in it. It probably has, you know, your senses, your sensory body and fear, and it has judgment and anger and everything else in it. But once you overload that, then now you go into the other bodies that are now designed for a special purpose. And so now if you're living in fear, that's what you're going to be dealing with all the time, and you're bringing in timelines to yourself of fear. So that's the whole thing. Get off those timelines. That's you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, the fear body clearing is a whole lifetime of clearing, and it's, you know, it's interesting. Our area went through a really bad flood about 2 years ago, and was taking the car to have something done today, and a woman came into the mechanic shop, and somehow started talking, and you could tell she was still completely on the timeline of afraid of being flooded, or she was still living the past timeline of her house being flooded, and was still on that timeline. And it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like if you keep yourself on that timeline, chances are it will happen again. So you want to emotionally disconnect from these traumas that happen to you, and try to stay in the present moment as much as you can. It's very easy to do with the clearings that Ron offers. So I'm thinking that's that's just about it as far as the entities questions, Ron, which it seems like a lot of people have questions about that. And, okay, so we were just talking about information. So somebody writes in saying information is getting hairy out there. I hear that there are serious global challenges confronting the world. Are you aware? No, you do not live in our timeline, but is there any practical solutions or preparations for us humans that you can advise us on? So I would say maybe just doing the timeline crashing, Ron, but I don't know if you want to add anything to that. I would say just keep doing the healings that Ron offers.
Yeah,
any of them.
Remember, whatever you look for is going to be out there. You will have a self-fulfilling prophecy to find something. And, yeah, there are a lot of awful things that happen here. So, if you're looking for awful things, definitely you're going to be finding them coming to you, law of attraction. And they'll be stealing your energy away from you. As far as, how do you, clean the air? How do you get rid of chemtrails? Pollution of the ocean? The radiation from Japan, all this stuff, but what do you do about it? Well, hopefully, that's on a timeline that the darkness dropped in here, and maybe all those events is not taking place on this planet. We're just seeing timelines created for this planet. So, that's what I'm hoping for, that we can somehow shift it all around. Get rid of the timeline of devastation and destruction, and maybe have the original timeline show up here on the planet where none of this stuff is really coming to it. So that's kind of what I'm getting a hit on, looking at things, but, I can't guarantee that'll happen in our lifetime. But I am hoping to maybe hopefully see that at some point, to where the Earth is actually the way it's supposed to be, without the alien, interference of abductions and everything that they do here, all the natural disasters and, the shapeshifters coming into people to cause you problems and stuff like that, so... That's kind of where we are. So what can you do about any of this here? Just get into peace. Don't worry about it. Clean yourself out. Otherwise, it's going to be a big distraction for you. So that's what the dark side wants to do, is to try to get you in there to do some type of cause to, make things better. Well, you're working on yourself. If you can't work on yourself if you're doing other things, if you're too busy. So work on yourself. Clean out your energetic bodies. Get into peace. And that's the whole process. Go back to the teachings of Jesus, And you have to clean out yourself to have more spirit energy. And that's the whole process, is to do that. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's a really great point. And it's so important to keep the focus on ourselves and to be at peace and to clean ourselves out and to really... I mean, it really does start with one person, and if we can't take responsibility for ourselves, we certainly can't take responsibility for anyone or anything else, so that's really important to remember. And
and if you have, you really want to help the planet, then find somebody, and maybe you have it yourself, or get a billboard. You don't have to mention Creation Lightship, just get a billboard, and... do the mind of heart drop on it. Together where people can do the mind of heart drop on a billboard. You might, how many people see billboards? And
I was thinking
planet
t-shirts
do the mind of heart
too.
Drop, and we would be in peace. So that's the whole thing, is to get out of time, get out of off the timelines to get into peace. And the mind of heart drop does that in 15 seconds. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I was thinking it would be great to have that on a t-shirt too, with the, I command my spirit to drop my thoughts into my heart, and then on the back have the countdown. so that they see that when you're coming towards them, and then they're like, what does that say? And then they look, and then they see that it's that's all you have to do to be in peace.
Yeah, yeah.
So it really would, I think, I know you said this on a show a while back, but if everybody on the planet did the mind to heart drop at the same time, I bet the whole planet's energy would shift.
In fact, if anybody's listening and they do belong to some kind of organization, maybe even a church or something, you know, where you have, 50 to maybe 500 people showing up, maybe there are churches that have 3,000 people. So you can get up there and do the mind to heart drop, you know, and watch the people's faces when they find out that they can be in peace. I don't know if the person who's running the organization would like that, because they may lose all their congregation, you know. But as far as, you know, maybe you're listening and you are doing working for some company, and there's a lot of people there that don't get along. You know, the emotional clearing would be great for everybody. But, you know, maybe you're at a board meeting or something, and you're dealing with maybe 30 people or something, and they're kind of all arguing. They just tell, hey, you can do the mind to heart drop here. Do that, and all of a sudden, all the stuff goes away. And, you know, maybe you're listening, and you maybe work for GM or Ford Motor Company, you know, possibly, and, you know, you're dealing with 500 people. And just do that, and all of a sudden, you know, the whole place will change. Maybe you're a Walmart executive listening. Who knows? I don't know. You know, to get out there and do that, and it'll help everybody out. The whole thing is peace. That's where you want to be, is peaceful. Everybody's in peace, and all the external stuff and the aliens' abductions and everything else, it's not going to really affect you that much. I'm not saying it'll never happen, but remember, if you're not on timelines and you're in the present moment, then they have a hard time dealing with you and finding you. So that's what you want to do, is become peaceful. We'll do it right now for everybody. You have to command your spirit to take your thoughts inside of your head, to do it out loud. I always count from 10 to 1 backwards, so people like to see and feel the energy moving. And I'll stop at 5, and you can actually feel your thoughts in your throat. And here we go. So think when I hit 5. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. And I'll start to think and go, wow, I'm hearing a voice in my throat. That's kind of weird. Well, we're just dropping it down. So here we go. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. And now you should be at peace. And you won't have any thoughts. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. I find that my voice changes after you do that, and it's very hard to read the fast chat and the questions.
Do it a lot, you want to get a day planner.
Yeah, write everything down. It's true.
You want to
keep very good notes. Ron, there's a question on the fast chat, and I don't know if you want to answer this, but I'll just read it. Someone's wondering what is going on with the battles. I don't know if you can talk about that.
Briefly, yeah. I don't have a lot of information this second. It started yesterday, I would say, around noontime, West Coast, approximately. And these aliens that are kind of behind the moon with their ships and many outpost stations, I counted about 25 of them a while back, a few days ago. And this alien race is coming to the planet to take over control of the place, in a sense, okay? I can't guarantee that, but that's kind of what I'm sensing and figuring out here. So these are the people that have left maybe their relatives, their children in charge here, the alien agenda on this planet, the people that are shapeshifters in the bodies. And somehow some of them screwed up. And now they're kind of coming back to see what they can do about it, to maybe get rid of some people, possibly, that betrayed them, maybe. Very possibly there's a bunch of alien races that may all come from the same place with different names on them. Maybe they're wearing different T-shirts. Representing...
They're not wearing the Mind to Heart Drop T-shirt.
Well, they're not wearing that one, no. So anyway, the battle started. It was very, very intense last night. I can say that the light probably is like about a 100-to-1 ratio. So one light ship to about 100 of the alien ships. And all the time-traveling soldiers are activated. The people that I activated probably are not fighting. Maybe a few of them are. But to my knowledge, all the ones that were living here on this planet that are time travelers and were time traveled to do this mission, they're all in battle as we speak right now. It feels like from last night to right now, the intensity is only about 70% what it was last night. But they just keep trying to come in. And they're trying to take over maybe the planet here. I kind of get a hit on that maybe the since there's so many clones now and they're bringing more clones in, I was kind of like thinking, well, maybe different clones taste different, you know? So you may have different types of tasting clones because there's so many of them now, and that's what the aliens may want to live on, you know, have a nice dessert. And so that's probably why there's so many clones out there. I don't think they're much of a problem to humans now because the human race is probably, as far as they're concerned, you know, they abducted almost all of them. So there's only 10% humans here, and so they probably don't even see humans as a threat any longer. But the clones are probably what they're really after. So that's kind of what I can see. I can see a few other things, but it's just all battle-related stuff. In fact, you guys want to feel one of the battles? We have time, or are we running out of time?
We have about 2 minutes. It's 53 after. Yeah.
Not enough time.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe on the paranormal night.
Yeah, if they're still fighting, yeah, we can do that. Sorry, people. A little longer show here.
Yeah, we could use another hour.
Oh, anyway. I guess we should probably end the call here then, end the program. We'll do the Mind of Heart Drop again. So counting down, commanding your spirit to take your thoughts into your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, boy. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10987654321. Okay, thank you, Elizabeth. And the next program will be on Friday, Station 2. And the same time as this program here, 7 o'clock or 10 o'clock Eastern. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron, and thanks, everybody, for your questions. If we didn't get to them, I think there's only maybe one or two, but I'll save them for either the Friday show or next Wednesday. So thanks for tuning in, and make sure you catch us on Friday for the Paranormal Show. And also, we have another show on BBS Saturday on Station 2, same time, and that is the Saturday Live on the Lightship. So we'll see you Friday, and definitely join us again here next Wednesday for another great hour of healing. All right, Ron, thanks for all the samples. I'll say goodnight, and we'll end the show.
Okay, good night, everybody. Thank you.